Well, could there be lost Australian classics among thousands of novels, novellas and short stories that were once pored over by eager readers in this country, but then disappeared from our cultural history? Well, a research project at the Australian National University is helping to bring back works of literature that were serialised in newspapers during the 19th and early 20th centuries and then forgotten. Nick Grimm joins me with the details. Nick, how have these works resurfaced?
Well, Linda, thanks to an Australian website that you might have heard of, Trove, which happens to be the world's largest online database of newspapers and periodicals. There's a wealth of historical material on that site, and it's all searchable using Google and so on, which is basically how the team at ANU have been able to collate all the stories that were published over many decades. Let's get a taste of the sort of material that's been uncovered. Linda, here's an extract from the first of seven newly discovered works from the 19th century Australian feminist writer, Catherine Martin.
A few years ago, there was not a railway station within 100 miles of Hamlington. But we had a Daily Mail from Melbourne, which was delivered at 7 p.m. when the coach arrived at the fixed time. In winter, however, this was very seldom, and the safety valve, which was thus afforded for the ill temper and uncharitableness of the township, was invaluable. What I want to know is how much longer are we to put up with this sort of infamy, Captain Goring would say, with an incipient tinge of purple on the tip of his nose. It was rather a prominent organ and was always the first to show any emotion in the old captain's face. The shameful irregularity of the mail was a kind of red rag which he kept by him for chronic use and waved vigorously when the monotony of life at Hamlington threatened to derange his liver. For no doubt Hamlington was monotonous, though those of us who were bred in its atmosphere of quiet and leisure were not much affected by the want of excitement. We had croquet and evening parties in abundance, and twice a year we launched into the extravagance of subscription balls, after which two certain events happened.
And Linda, from there, Catherine Martin's readers back in 1881 would have to await each new instalment of the novel to be published in the Adelaide Observer and find out what had happened to her feisty female heroines.
Well, I'm rather intrigued. So let's get this straight. These works were never available from a library. They weren't published as books as such.
No, that's right, simply because that wasn't done at the time. It was pretty typical. Here's how Associate Professor Catherine Bode explained it for me when we spoke about her discoveries.
One of the reasons that these works have been forgotten is because they weren't published as books. So Australia didn't have many publishers at the time and it was very expensive. Usually authors had to pay themselves to get works published, but there were hundreds and hundreds of newspapers who would publish this fiction, so lost in a different way.
And we're talking about literally thousands of works.
Yeah, so 21,000 was what we got from a harvest about 2 years ago. So it took quite a while to, for instance, stitch all the different instalments together. So sometimes there might be, you know, 100 or more different instalments of a story, so they might be published over a couple of years. So the task was, after finding all of these separate articles, to identify which ones belong to the same title.
Associate Professor Catherine Bode from the Australian National University. So, Nick, have the researchers been able to go through this vast haul of literature and assess their value?
Well, not really. They haven't, because they've only been able to scratch the surface. And while the material has now been collated, it's still in printed newspaper form, which is pretty difficult to read. And there's some rudimentary transcriptions that have been done by software programs, which are very hit and miss. So the researchers are actually looking for help and would love it if anyone who'd like to reassemble some lost classics could get in touch with them at the Australian University. There's works in there from major names like Charles Dickens and Emile Zola, but they're most excited about the early Australian literature, which reflects our evolving sense of humour and efforts to capture the mood and feel of the Australian environment.
Very interesting stuff. Thanks very much. Nick Grimm, our reporter there.